Kate Daly Show, where telling the truth is now a revolutionary act. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
I was recently asked, what is the mission statement for your show? How do you describe the Kate Daly Show? It honestly took me a minute before I could even come up with an answer, because this show is not like any other conservative talk show out there. This show is so different, but it has to be. It's not about propping up one party and blaming the other on a daily basis. It's about getting to the truth, the uncomfortable truth. I'm on this journey to cut through the propaganda that we've been fed and to uncover the truth about our world and our government and what's been going on. Is this show controversial? Yes. You will not leave this show every day without having learned something important or even valuable about how we view the world. We have to say what isn't being said out loud. And in order to do that, we have to check our fear and our political correctness at the door. We get to have over 400 guests a year that visit the show. I have 9 incredible co-hosts that come and join me on a daily basis with a different point of view every single day. We have to get our country back. We have to. We are running out of time. Let's do this. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show at your service today on a Monday. Hope you're doing well. Hope you had a great weekend. I don't even think anyone remembered it was St. Patrick's Day. It feels like that. I didn't even remember. Did you? Till the end of the day?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, you did.
Because it actually was also my mother-in-law's birthday, who was Irish.
Ah.
And so we remembered our mother-in-law.
Oh, okay. All righty then. So welcome back. 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450. Just such interesting headlines today. Meghan McCain, nobody will love you like they loved my dad. Nobody will love you, Trump, like they loved John McCain. Don't even get me started on that one. Mm. Wasn't he one that delivered the FISA?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was. Okay. Anyway, long history with John McCain. I've done shows on him. But not a John McCain lover here. But isn't that interesting that that's the headline? And what was the other headline that you were just mentioning? The presidential headline?
Oh, the town hall. CNN tonight. Elizabeth Warren, a presidential town hall.
I didn't know she was president. Oh, Elizabeth Warren. Delusional is all I can say. So delusional. A lot of headlines like this, which are really crazy. By the way, in the last hour, we talked about how Illinois passed, along with California and New Jersey, how they passed LGBT history in history classes.
Mm-hmm.
What did they have to remove to make room for that?
The story of the Civil War.
Probably. They had to make room for that somehow, by the way, to teach elementary kids the history of LGBT as if it had any place at all in the history of America. I don't know why that even did, but we'll take a caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Kate?
Hi, good, good. You're live. Go right ahead.
Oh, thank you. It's Milty inside today, too?
Yes. Yes. Go right ahead.
Anyways, hey, I was listening to your show not too long ago, and it was about EMPs,
and
I just want to throw something out, perhaps maybe get your take on it or, you know, whatnot.
Okay.
But so they were talking, you were talking about the possible chance of having one get set off and being more prepared for it and stuff like that.
Sure.
And, I really loved it. I listened to the whole show. I cleared my solar panel from the snow like a dozen times to catch it anyway.
Awesome.
So my question would be is about nuclear power plants.
Mm-hmm.
Because let's say that, you know, for instance, you know, an enemy foreign or domestic, you know, were to pop one off, then wouldn't that make the ground unwalkable or, you know, agriculture, stuff like that?
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if somebody would realize that before, most military plans are, you know, once you get in there, the next thing is the ground infiltration, you know, they come in, at least that's what I think.
Yeah.
You know, they come in with foot soldiers and stuff like that and try to take the place over or whatnot. But if they pop an EMP off and then the nuclear power plants went,
it'd be
haywire
havoc
or whatnot, then
chaos. Yeah.
I don't know.
No, you're right. You're right. Hey, thanks for that. I really appreciate the call. We'll address it off the air. There's always there's a lot of fear with that just because of all the fallout, the things that really
It just destroys everything electrical.
Yeah, it would really shut down
America. It really would if there were attacks here, or if there were EMP attacks.
The estimates are that the United States, if an EMP attack on the United States in the next following 12 months, would kill 90% of the population.
Yeah, yeah. Because of the chaos, because we're mm-hmm. so reliant and dependent mm-hmm. on government, we're so reliant and dependent on
refrigeration.
Oh my gosh, so much. We're not Amish. We're not used to living like this, and mm-hmm. I really do think that the panic alone would cause a lot of things to happen.
And of course, the worst place to be would be in mm-hmm. a city.
Yeah, yeah. It really would be.
Yeah, I mean, because with no electricity in a city, you're in a big cement jungle.
Yeah.
A crowded big cement jungle.
Do you think people are worried about this right now? Do you think people are honestly thinking about this?
I don't think so. I think they don't want to think about that.
Can't control it, so therefore...
And you can't.
No. But shouldn't we control how prepared we are? We do have that option.
They're even within big cities, how prepared can you be?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've got...
You'd have to have an exit plan pretty quick. And that's if you could. Because in a case like that, would they bring in UN troops, foreign troops, to corral people to... Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't they? Of course they bring them. They bring them in everywhere else. Of course they would. Who don't necessarily have to agree on your constitutionally supposed to be protected by government rights. Your God-given rights. I mean, let's face it.
The reality is that in order to survive mm-hmm. an EMP attack would be to reciprocate and mm-hmm. actually EMP attack the entire world mm-hmm. so that everybody was suffering the same way. That would prevent then any type of combat situation to envelop you.
Yeah.
So if we were EMP China and Russia and all mm-hmm. of them too, and then they're in the same boat.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only saving thing you could do.
Wow. The show Revolution. Why did it have to end so quick?
Yeah.
That's what that was based on.
That's exactly what
it was.
It was
taken off the air, I think, after two seasons, a couple mm-hmm. of seasons, three, maybe. But it was
a great show.
Yeah. And it really showed, you know, this couple walking with their wagon. I mm-hmm. mean, they put everything in a wagon. How many of you guys even have a wagon? I mean, there's so many things we don't really think about for that. But it was what do you do? And their first thing was to get out of their city. Walk out of their city. And they were accosted the whole way walking out of the city in the very first episode of that show. It showcased people coming up and trying to get their stuff that was just sitting in a wagon. And if that happens, do you have the know-how? You know, right now we have such an amazing opportunity to actually go to YouTube and learn skills, to mm-hmm. actually do things that are that people will showcase their talents and show you how to make something. Show you how to make, virtually anything. Are we taking advantage of that right now? We have all these opportunities just at our fingertips right now that we could be taking advantage of. And I remember my husband taught himself how to make knives, how to make them.
Yep.
Can we do that? Is that a skill that you can do? What skills would be necessary if something happened? And what would be in demand? What would be in demand? That's huge to think about. I don't think we go there because maybe there's a lot of fear in going there.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that's it. I don't know. 888-673-1450. I don't want to put in, you know, what I think people are thinking, but it seems to me that they're, you know, we fighting the left versus right battle is easier, actually, than having to think about what would happen if something like that happened. Because we know within 3 days, grocery stores are...
They're gone.
Yeah.
There's no grocery stores. There's no water. There's no electricity. You're mm-hmm. on your own. And it's frightening. And the fact is only the strongest of the strong will survive that.
Yeah. That know how to do things.
Yep.
That can offer up a skill, that can have a skill to barter with, that can have. And I really do. I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this because I really do believe this, too. Spiritually, I think there are a lot of answers. And if we don't shore ourselves up spiritually, I think that's the gravest mistake we can make. I think that when fighting for this country, what did they do? They turned to having a lot of faith that miracles would happen to help them along the way. And they didn't have a lot going for them. they didn't.
Yep.
And there's a lot of people out there that are conned into just doing my job. I'm just doing my job. And,
yeah.
And they'll just do their job all the way into violate constitutionally government-protected rights, right? God-given rights. And I do think that spiritually we're going to have to kind of arrive in a place where we have the faith to get through something. And I think that's going to be the number one objective. I think that you can prepare and you can make sure that you have all the food and water. Nobody can prepare. Nobody can prepare that much. Where are you going to house it? There's only a few people like that. We see them on TV shows. Yeah. That you're not going to be able to house enough stuff to get you through that. But maybe a little faith can get you through. And I think that's really important to remember at the end of the day.
Faith and living in a community of faith.
Yes.
Because those
yes.
people will hang together.
Yeah.
You know,
they're very true.
Gangs
very right.
like MS-13, mm-hmm. they'll kill each other.
Yeah, they will.
But a group of Christians will mm-hmm. hang together and support
and
each
support
other.
Each
so
other.
That's an important factor.
It is important to remember that. That's huge. I think bigger than we give it credit for.
Because yes.
a lot of shows I've done through the last almost 8 years have been all about prepping, right? And what you need. But I think you need faith first. And you have to recognize that in the past, miracles were the things that
yes.
provided sanctuaries and provided things to happen. And then next to that would be skills. Do you have the skills? Have you exercised those skills? And quite frankly, I haven't. I haven't really done as much as I could do in that area, and I really need to do more in making sure I know how to do stuff. I know how to solve things through more homeopathic needs ways. All of those types of things. How many books do you have on that? How many books do you have at your disposal on hey, if you don't have all of these things on the store shelf, what can you do in event of something mm-hmm. happening? I just think that knowing those things will be worth its gold.
A library of about 22 books.
Yeah.
To have
yeah.
pretty much everything yeah. you'd need for survival.
Right, right. And then can you take that book into actually doing those things? Do you know how to do them? You know, maybe it's worth taking a segment of our time and saying, I'm going to devote this much time a month to figuring out what new skill I can learn, to figuring out something that's very basic and cheap for me to have on hand. I think all of those things are worthy of a, I don't know.
And then pray to God Almighty and never have to use it.
Exactly. Exactly. I agree with you. And I'm glad the caller brought that up.
Yep.
I think it's a concern right now. And I think you're smart to be thinking about it right now. Right now when the getting is good. Right now when you have everything at your disposal to help you. Do it now. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. I'm going to take my own advice. I'm going to start working on that too.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
You had to hide away for so long. Where did we go wrong?
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Glad you're joining us. Say the stuff that we're thinking. That should be our show slogan. Just saying the stuff we're thinking. I appreciate all your comments. 888-673-1450. And yeah, we should be, I'll be doing more shows on getting, you know, prepared, because when they're not talking about it, it always worries me too, because people just sort of migrate to what they're told to be concerned about. And then we're not concerned about maybe what's going on. And it isn't because we love fear or it's a fear-driven topic. It's more about, well, can things happen? Yes. And are we looking at something? Something's coming. I don't know what it is, but I just want to feel like I did it. I did my due diligence in trying everything I could do to be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Go to katedalyradio.com on Twitter, it's Kate on the Blaze, and on Facebook, it's The Kate Daly Show. Make sure you join. And we welcome you. In fact, I want to bring this up because obviously we weren't on the air when the shooting in New Zealand took place.
No.
And there's been a lot of fallout from that. And so there's something I'd like to talk about, and that is that there's a move to basically imprison in prison now for information. And if you had the video that went live, if you have that video in your possession, New Zealand authorities, this is what's being said today. It's hard to vet. But New Zealand authorities have reminded citizens they face up to 10 years in prison for knowingly possessing a copy of the New Zealand mosque shooting video, and up to 14 years in prison for sharing it. Corporations may have $200,000 fine for allowing, you know, you to post something on their site. Why? We lived in a society, or we have, that even put up beheadings.
Yeah.
We live in a society where information wasn't as controlled. Why is it so controlled with this? Why is it so controlled? And so a lot of people are asking these questions, and they're saying, look, if people are facing jail time and imprisonment for having a video of said thing that happened in New Zealand that everybody's been talking about all weekend long, that's obviously a huge red flag to me. It's a red flag that we are getting to the point where censorship of online materials, content sharing platforms, because it's not mainstream, right? Anything that's not mainstream now is sort of deemed, questionable. And we may have huge, huge imprisonment, fine, censorship going on with this. Why? Why can't we watch that video to see, you know, to even analyze it? And a lot of people professionally, even those in Army psychological programs, have actually analyzed it. And there's a lot of missing components in the New Zealand shooting. There's a lot of things that should have been there that weren't. And I'll say this, when there's so much to question, okay, and this is why I didn't make huge posts on Facebook about it, and why I'm not really weighing in on what actually happened. It's the fallout of what happened is what I'm the most curious about. Not only do we have huge censorship going on for even containing the true video of what happened, there's way too many questions about what happened. Many that are speaking out are trained. Former CIA, former all of these things, saying there's something really wrong with this, because it... When somebody goes on with a GoPro and they're doing something like this, and they announce why they're doing it, their big manifesto, that's usually a pretty big indication that maybe some other forces are behind this. So the guy was trained in Syria. The guy was trained in some different locales around the world. They say that he's an agent. So how much of that is known? So putting New Zealand aside, what's the fallout? What is the fallout in this? New Zealand's talking gun control today. Huge, sweeping gun control. They're part of Five Eyes. They're part of a lot of our officials, like Hillary and Podesta, and those guys visit frequently New Zealand, seem to like New Zealand. I think they were even buying up properties in New Zealand. Why is it, the sweeping gun control? Because 30 years ago, if you had an event, that was not the topic of conversation, nor did they mock the people that would say, thoughts and prayers, because what else can somebody do that's this many miles away except for thoughts and prayers? Now they're mocking it in mainstream,
New Zealand's prime minister is talking about gun law changes within a week.
Right.
But she's already asked gun owners to surrender their firearms, and they're doing it.
They're doing it. Yeah, they're doing it. That's part of the fallout. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate. There's a couple of things that I found interesting with this was about a year ago after Florida, there was a huge social media push saying, why can't we have more gun laws like Australia and New Zealand? Do you remember that?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, and now it's like, okay, it doesn't prevent that. And another thing that it doesn't seem like people are talking about is the event between the first event and the second event. So the first event, there was a significant amount of loss, but the second one, not that much loss, but they talked about the gentleman who had a gun. So they're downplaying that, it seems.
Yeah.
So, but other than that, I haven't been paying too much attention to it because there's so much shared chatter as far as, Get the guns.
Yeah,
so.
I totally agree. Thank you for that. Great observation there. Thank you. There was a lot of chatter about the fact that when people were being shot in the video, there wasn't any There wasn't all the blood evidence. There wasn't any of the evidence that said that people were actually being shot. So a lot of people looked at it. They were trying to say, well, why is that?
Yeah, why didn't it look like the movies?
What's going on, right? It doesn't make sense. It looked more like a video game than it did actual shootings of people. And so that was kind of curious.
You know, the caller made an interesting mm-hmm. point, too. A lot of people don't even know there were two incidents.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah, that's great. I'm glad you brought that up. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
There's a couple of points about that shooting. First of all, we need to state the fact they almost have complete gun control in New Zealand. Mm-hmm. You think if they didn't, they had their gun rights, 49 would die. You know, people would be carrying their pistols and would have shot the supposed alleged shooter
right.
before that happened. But the point of what you just brought up is really important about outlawing having evidence concerning
the
mass
video.
Shootings.
Mm-hmm.
If they pass this sort of thing in America, and those are huge penalties, what suffering. But mm-hmm. if they do this in America or anywhere else, we wouldn't be able to have the evidence that 9/11 was inside job. You know, much of the evidence we have is video evidence. It's mm-hmm. It's reports from first responders. Mm-hmm. They would outlaw that, and we'd go to prison if we tried to yeah. share that.
Yeah, because they're going after the sites that would actually people can offer up. You know, their take, what their expertise is, their take on events. Go ahead, Uncle Milton.
More importantly than that is, if you're not allowed to keep evidence, you have no exculpatory evidence either.
Right.
Yeah.
So we know that there have been false flag shootings, mass mm-hmm. shootings. Mm-hmm. So, and we believe the government has to be involved and cover up or actually carrying them out. Mm-hmm. So we will not be able to prove that with our fellow neighbor, with our fellow Americans, because mm-hmm. we can't possess that evidence and horrible punishment if we do have that. So, you know, they're just trying to pave the way right into tyranny. Mm-hmm. In our nation and around the world with these kind of laws.
Right. Thank you for that. And pave the way for that censorship because, why? Because out of respect for the families.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I'm sorry, but if you were to watch that video, you might come away and have a lot of questions, okay? And I've looked at all the analysis by former Army psychology trainers, by ex-CIA, by all kinds of people that went, something's very wrong here, okay? I could go point by point, but there are so many questions, way too many questions and not enough facts. And so with that being said, if you can't, you the citizen can't watch it and come away with your own synopsis of this, and they start censoring this, and they're obviously, you know, these laws might be coming into play. If they start doing that in America, you know, 10 to 14 years imprisonment, 14 years if you share it on social media. Look what they're doing in Florida. Even a picture of a gun, that legislator wanted mm-hmm. to get that on the books. Mm-hmm. Even if a picture of a gun, a Pop-Tart chomped into a gun, parents are going to jail, the kid's going to jail, it doesn't even matter if they're 9 years old, everyone's going to jail in that family, and fines and everything else. This is what we're starting to bring on. That's why I say the fallout of this, whether you want to debate what actually happened or not, and this is why I'm not getting into the emotion. A lot of people get skewed into the emotion of, you know, the victims. I'm not getting into the emotion of this because we've seen a lot of these events happen. And they seem to happen the same way. Now they're getting a lot more fierce about the fallout, about what happens after. So New Zealand's on the pulpit today. She is great bedfellows with the Clintons and with all of these people that are so gun control, where they're so government controlled populist. She's very, very, very liberal, progressive, the prime minister, that is. And here she is touting gun control, fierce gun control. So everything that's happening right now, with that followed up by another shooting in Turkey, right? Followed uh-huh. up by all kinds of things that they seem to kind of come in groups because they want people to think that everyone around the world is dangerous. We are at each other's throats. We're ready to kill each other. And gun control, for some oddball reason, is their conjured up message of how to save everybody, even though having guns is the only way that you can save people. But isn't it interesting what's going on with the fallout?
Well, the number I heard was that there were only about 1.5 million privately owned guns in New Zealand. Mm-hmm. That's pretty heavy gun control already.
That's what he was just saying. They're huge.
Yeah, the only thing worse mm-hmm. is to take every single one.
Yeah.
And then the farmers. And they say mostly it's the farmers that own guns.
Yeah. Remember the moves for gun control in Australia where they had the subsequent things happen in Australia. Oh, yeah. And it was like, but isn't it working? They say it's working. The gun control is working. How is it working? They still have their events. So mm-hmm. we all know that common sense would dictate this actually makes zero sense at all. But look at all the events going on right now. And you're not even allowed to view the video. You're not even allowed. It's scrubbed online. You're not allowed to. And now sites that talk about it, people that are starting to communicate going, now I'm seeing some problems. Are you seeing the same problems in this video? They're now the bad guy. They're now the ones that are subject to, well, we have to take those people, that down uh-huh. because we can't yeah. have people
can't have that.
In respect to the victims. We always, it's the best trump card for shutting people up is in respect to the victims. That's so wrong. If there is victims in this, then wouldn't the victims be crying out for justice? That's what happened in 9/11. The only reason we even had an investigation into 9/11 was the victims' families. They wanted justice for their, and they wanted an investigation. They're the ones that called for it, not mean people. It was the families. So that's why that argument is just so suspect to what in the world is going on here kind of mentality. Because if you're a victim of something, all the more reason to get down to the truth of it, I would think.
Yeah.
But we're not taught to think that way. So
articles like
we're taught to be quiet.
Articles like CBS News, uh-huh. New Zealand shooting highlights the problems of white extremism.
Now, that's a huge thing, isn't it? Now, in my own state, you know what my own state headline was today? One of the headlines? Nationalism, white nationalism at all the universities within my state. Can you believe that? This is now the big topic.
Yep, it's encroaching.
Yep. Be right back. That's part of the fallout. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
You're crying, it's a sign of the times. Welcome to the final show. I hope you're wearing your best clothes.
Ooh, this song is
you can't bribe the
deep. Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Happy to be on the air. Happy to have your calls, too. 888-673-1450. Happy to have Uncle Milty with me. Just talking about the fallout of the event, because I could go through the event with you. I could tell you where a lot of the questions are, a lot of the lack of physical evidence that didn't appear that should have appeared, a lack of all kinds of things. In fact, people went through the video, the New Zealand video, where a lot of the killing took place, and they had so many questions. And a lot of them trained in this area were saying, it is not what it seems. Okay, let's push that aside for a second. What has changed in the fallout in America in the last 20 years from an event that happened clear in New Zealand, okay? And how is the fallout different now? How is our media responding to it now? How is, and I would say that one of the biggest things I've seen is now the mainstream media is literally mocking anyone that says, well, prayers and thoughts go out to the victims, mm-hmm. okay? That is one thing that I've seen honestly change in a huge way that's really disturbing, because that's all people have is to say that. That's just let's just at least, say this kind of thing. And you know what? To be mocked for that, they don't really have a whole lot of way to go. Like there's not any other, what else are you going to do? What else are you going to say? And what else are you going to mock, right? Going to prison for viewing the video, having the video in your possession? We've seen beheadings on TV. There's something very wrong here if New Zealand now is going to punish the people for having a video or sharing it online. It's interesting.
They also reported it as if it just happened in Los Angeles mm-hmm. or New York or
yes,
Chicago.
Yes, you're right. And they didn't used to do that.
No.
They didn't used to do that. It didn't become the news cycle for 3-4 solid days, right?
It was in New Zealand.
Very interesting how things have changed in the last 20 years. 20 years ago or 30 years ago, there was a shooting at McDonald's in San Diego. And I did a whole show on this. And I showcased how the media was different. They weren't making up their minds. They weren't telling you how to feel mm-hmm. about it. They were going to tell you as soon as they knew.
Yep.
And it might have been the next day that they finally started weighing in on the shooter. Now it is, what was the lead with this shooter? It was, first thing I heard, he was a white nationalist, uh-huh. you know, on and on and on. And a lot of the things that were said might not have even been true, right? And so the information that first comes out is what sticks. And so they used to be way more cognizant of that, and they would wait until they actually had real information.
You know, you asked me what were my first thoughts.
Uh-huh.
My first thoughts were, how did they know all this so quick?
Yeah.
That was
yeah.
what my first thoughts
that's,
were.
That's what happened in 9/11, too. They knew yeah. exactly who and why within 20 minutes. Within 20 minutes? That something's wrong with that. I'm sorry. That's just, there's something very wrong with that.
And this guy was captured,
yeah.
not killed.
Yeah, that's interesting. That is, and had his manifesto and told you why. Most people doing something like this aren't going to tell you why they're doing it when they're doing it. They just do it. So that I thought that was very curious as well. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
I think maybe you guys have said this before, but mm-hmm. Maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the first things that I thought of, a red flag to me, was how did they get all of this information so quickly?
Yeah, yep.
So
that's just what Milty said.
If it was this big put-on production, it seems like, again, they are Johnny on the spot to give you every single made-up detail. That
motive and everything.
They have.
Yep. Motive. When they can give you motive within 10 seconds,
yeah.
there's a problem. There's a problem with that. It should be a huge red flag to people. Yeah, I agree.
Exactly. Whereas if it's out of the blue and it really mm-hmm. is legitimate, then they're kind of, you know, sitting on their hands going, well, what do we say?
Yeah, they're scrambling to fill airtime, right? Yeah, I agree.
Exactly.
Totally agree. Thank you for that. Really appreciate the call. It's very, very true. Hi, caller. Well, whoops, sorry. I'm trying to get there. 888-673-1450.
There was also an article the same day
uh-huh.
that said Dylann Roof inspired the shooter.
Boy, they added Dylann Roof into this.
Dylann Roof inspired the shooter.
That's interesting. So the building blocks that add to the fallout, right? And what are we seeing today? All kinds of articles. This is one thing I noticed today in the media. It's a lot about white nationalism. White nationalism.
Mm-hmm.
We're hearing more about it today than we've heard in a while. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
When the truth is outlawed,
mm-hmm.
only outlaws will want the truth.
Mm, boy, that's
Podesta's
true.
Podesta's down there too, Kate.
Yeah, Podesta was down there right before, a couple days before. Very interesting. Very interesting.
But I suppose we'll never get a toxicity report on this clown either.
I don't think so. Thank you for that. Yeah. They're either taken out or they're put in a mental facility
mm-hmm.
where they can't be approached or by media, can't be asked any questions. And so those that did view the video, the analysis is quite disturbing, quite interesting on what was lacking. Okay. Usually, if you have more than a couple of questions, you should probably look into it. You should probably go, oh, something's not right. If I'm walking away with five questions, big, huge questions about physical evidence and everything else, what's going on? The other thing is how they're jumping to the narrative very quickly, how they're disparaging thoughts and prayers. That's not good enough anymore, right?
What I do like, though, mm-hmm. is they're being very, very outspoken about telling us not to blame all white nationalists for this type of thing.
So that means they're putting out there in this manipulation effort that white nationalists exist.
Yes.
Right? That we exist in droves. There's many of us. Which,
and we all want to kill people.
Yeah. We're all angry and we're all alt-right. They kept saying alt-right.
Uh-huh.
Okay. That wasn't the case either. In fact, that really wasn't
He
the
wasn't
case at
any
all.
Of those things.
No. A lot of people think he was actually an agent. And so very interesting when you see people that are part of the psychological programs in the U.S. Army former that will actually weigh in and say the very things that we're saying. Hey,
yep.
this is something's very, very wrong here. Why didn't people leave the facility? Why'd they stay even when he went out to reload? What was going on in there? Nobody attacked him. You know, very, very strange. So lots of questions. When you're shooting somebody against a white wall and nothing shows up on the white wall, that's very intriguing. People should be asking questions about these things. But what I was really more interested in this, because we've talked about endlessly on the show so many things that have happened just like this that have the same kinds of questions, okay, is the how the fallout's changed and what we really need to be aware of in America. And the thought of, if you ask a question that seems very reasonable and logical, you are now being mean toward the victims. You don't know the victims, but you're being mean toward them. And people on social media will now be caused to shut you up, to make you feel less than, because you're asking a really good question. And so people are contributing to this now, because it's sort of being heralded in the media to do this too, right? If they're demonizing thoughts and prayers, if you have politicians demonizing thoughts and prayers, well, what's next? Asking a question. You ask a question, everybody on social media will jump to shoot you down, to say, you can't ask that. How dare you? How dare you, in the name of the victims? And when we're at this point that you're not even allowed to ask a single critical question, are we outlawing critical questions now in New Zealand? Are they outlawing this now? Where have we arrived if you're not allowed to ask a question? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate.
Hi there.
My first thought I had is it's just a little peculiar to me that after all this anti-Semitic talk in our government, then all of a sudden a mosque shooting happens to kind of take the maybe take the focus off of kind of what's going on in our politics. And like you've said, that it doesn't add up. You just ask questions. It just doesn't. If something doesn't add up, 1 + 1 = 4, like in Common Core. So.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You're exactly right. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. You have no idea. Because now they're calling kind of a left-wing Jewish liberal. And we did have all this anti-Semitic talk. Yeah, you're right on. It's a great observation. And are we aware of all of this? See, we... because we're in it, that hot water and the boiling frog kind of, mantra, are we the frog in boiling water? Are we not seeing it as much as we should? When I did that show on San Diego and what happened after that shooting in San Diego, where approximately almost the same number of people were killed, right? It was very different. The fallout was very, very different. People were not screaming for gun control. They were screaming to understand why the guy did it. What was his motive? Did you know that they did not come out with a motive for several days? The media didn't. They didn't even try to guess what the motive was. Now, in our media today, they're saying for fact that they know what the motive is within 10, 20 seconds. But back then, they weren't doing that. And I noticed such clear differences in the fallout. And the fallout wasn't screaming gun control. Now, there were people that were saying gun control, but they didn't have the right even saying, the conservative right even saying, well, maybe we do need to reexamine some things. See, that's what's different. Now the right's going, maybe they're right. No, they're still not right. It's the people with guns that are actually usually the ones that can save you in a situation. So, and they're not happening around every corner.
Well, the other thing I noticed is when there's a Muslim terrorist attack, they won't say that, and they won't tell the name of the person, even when they know, because it'll give away what they are.
Right.
But right away, they gave this guy's name out.
Yeah. And right, you're right. And right away, they were demonizing Trump for even wanting to comment.
Right away.
Was weird too. That was another weird thing I noticed. He was brought into this as if it was his fault.
Yeah,
that was insane. Did you ever see them do that with Obama? Did they ever blame Obama? No. So the thoughts and prayers thing is something I think we really need to look at. Because not only does it demonize Christians, it demonizes anyone. That's really all we have left to do. And do they want us to think that it is what you said before, Uncle Milty? They're making it seem like it happened to us in our own cities.
Yeah.
Like it just happened here. And they didn't used to do that either.
You're next.
Yeah. In fact, something that happened in New Zealand would actually hit a couple of news broadcasts, but that would be a couple of days later, and it wouldn't be in real time, and it wouldn't be the plethora of news that we caught for 3 days.
No.
It would not have been. So there's a lot that's changed, and I really do feel like we need to look at that and analyze that a little bit more and say, say, how has this changed and in what way? And are they really getting a lot of people on board with this? I sure hope not, because logically we all know that it's the guy, they'll never give you the story. It's like pulling teeth to get the story where the guy with the gun saves the day in a movie theater, saves the day anywhere. They won't print that. And so when we don't understand that the news is so biased, oh my gosh, and the fact that if you ask a question or you have the video, you're subject in New Zealand to serve up to 14 years if you share it on social media. And all you're trying to do is share what happened so that other people can review it. And well, they have the same questions. They don't want questions. So can we expect to see a lot more of this? Yeah, they're going to be ramping this up all the way to 2020. Gun control is such a big deal to these people. They're going to do everything they can to get us to have a center where in the middle of every city it houses the guns and you basically have to rent them to yourself. Hmm. I know that's what's coming. It's sure. The only way. It's the only way for them to control it and still give you the idea that you think you're in charge of your own self-defense. It's ridiculous. It's asinine, but they're going to try and sell it.
That's what they do in Belgium.
Yes. Yes. Remember we talked about that once? Yeah, they do. And you know what? For some people out there that aren't seeing all that you're seeing, they think that that makes sense. They think that that's like, well, that's our concession to making sense so we don't have to see any more tragedy. Guess what? You're going to see tragedy. It's not happening around every corner like they want you to think, but you're going to see elements of tragedy because there are a couple of weirdos out there that will make things happen. I'm sure of it.
How many shootings do we have to see in places that have strict, strict gun control before we realize strict gun control isn't going to stop it?
Yeah. But then what do they tout afterwards? It's not strict enough. Had it been strict enough, it wouldn't have happened, which we all know is so ludicrous. It doesn't even make sense.
No.
But they're selling it.
Because criminals always get their guns.
Yeah. Yeah. So it doesn't matter. So, and everything in this video, Zero Hedge actually did have a really good article on kind of going through the points of this. And they've been banned. They've been banned in New Zealand because they were talking about the censorship. Hmm. It's kind of interesting. I don't agree with all of what Zero Hedge, the directions they go in, but on this, it was very interesting what they were talking about. But there's a lot of different sites online, and what's even more interesting is if it's not mainstream anymore, a lot of people won't look and see what it has to say. It's worthy to look. It's a worthy conversation to say and ask. Well, what are people saying? What are these people that are trained in this? What are they saying? What's their synopsis? Because if we start just listening to mainstream, we're sunk. We're sunk.
Yep.
They lie all the time. They'll read what's on the script.
Yep.
And they don't have enough courage to say, I'm not reading this. So, it's regurgitated. Sure, appreciate all your calls. Right on the money, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Right on the money. We'll be right back tomorrow. And be faithful, be fearless. Everybody have a great evening.